This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right. Welcome to World Cancer is a Drug Deficiency Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine version. And I think that Dr. Rashid Batar will disabuse us of that concept in a hurry. Welcome, Dr. Batar. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Robert. How about you?
I'm great, but we've been dealing with a lot of propaganda ratcheting up on the vaccine front. And I know we talk about that every week, and I don't mean that we can't today, because there is a relationship, I believe, between childhood vaccines and adult vaccines and cancer manifestation. So we might be able to pepper it in. But to have today be an auspicious World Cancer Day, I think we could put perspective on it that they won't get anywhere else in the mainstream media or much of talk radio either.
I agree with you. And I don't think we could ever, on a side note, talk too much about the vaccination issue, because obviously if the rate of autism is still increasing and the rate of people being injured from vaccinations, influenza vaccine, flu vaccine, whatever, is increasing, and the more discussion there is and the numbers are still increasing, that means that something is still wrong, which means that we still need to talk about it.
Indeed, indeed. And, of course, if we look at this World Cancer Day and we look at the link that it takes us to, the About Us page of World Cancer Day, and then we go to their partners, I just want you to see the partners. The number one vaccinating organization on planet Earth, quasi-governmental group called the CDC. You also have the NIH. You have Pfizer and Roche. We mentioned Amgen, Merck, Johnson & Johnson, Novartis, Roche, Pfizer again. I mean, this is a who's who in the list of let's vaccinate you, let's get you cancer therapies that include, of course, chemotherapy, which is not very therapeutic. I call it chemotoxicity, radiation, and, of course, cut it out when all else fails. And there may be a role, as we've argued, for surgery interventions when necessary. But by and large, everything else is a disaster, and it's very profitable. So World Cancer Day is about promoting cancer, not indeed preventing it or reversing it.
Yeah, I think that that has been the agenda, and it's continuing the same. It's continuing the same path. But what's interesting is, recently as in the last 2 weeks, just coming up with the schedule for the Advanced Medicine Conference and talking about the subject, which is the theme, which is going to be evolution of man and medicine. And looking at the perspective, I was talking to Ty about the historical perspective. Looking at the perspective that the pharmaceutical industry has actually played in helping shift or change or misdirect the educational process, all the way from simple things such as, say, homeopathy that was used around the Civil War time, which is a primary means of therapy, primary means of treating people, to now being considered, you know, something that, oh, it's a tertiary thing at best and it's not serious therapy. Or the use of hemp, for example, which was considered by forefathers to be the leading, the gift from the gods, and the leading gift for the people that were coming to the New World from England, you know, during the Pilgrim time frame. That whole movement of leaving the UK or the England at that time and coming to the New World, the forefathers considered hemp to be the gift from the Creator, and how it was demonized only. And I have no idea, by the way, before anybody thinks that I smoke marijuana. I've never smoked marijuana. I've never even taken. I've never tried any of that stuff. But I think,
hey, we're going to be in California together. We can change that, Dr. Batar.
That's right. That's right. I thought that was still a bad thing, Robert, until Ty talked about in his lecture, Advanced Medicine conference lecture, what, 7 years ago, about how the history dictates that the truth was all about the paper industry. It had nothing to do with, the actual negative aspects of marijuana. It was all to do with basically political gain, monetary influence, and that's what it was. So all these different things, at least I seem to think like when these organizations are advertising for the cancer, you know, cancer day, they have their own agenda. There's a propaganda message behind it, and we have to open our eyes to look beyond the initial thing that we see on the screen or on our TVs or whatever the case may be, and understand what the agenda is, what the hidden agenda is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and look at this concept that we've been promoting ever since we discovered it for ourselves. We're not the first to discover it in total, but for ourselves, that, my gosh, it matters what we eat and the quality of what we eat, how much we eat, when we eat, how about hydration, all the things that are basic to life itself, providing the body and its metabolism, all the cells, the microbiome, everything it needs to be healthy, and it knows what to do. As we said, the Creator gave us the most intelligent machine that there ever was. Now, it doesn't exist without us. That's the vital force, the spiritual essence that is us that inhabits the body. And yet we are, you know, also treated as if we can be altered chemistry. And by altering chemistry instantly, we can correct you. And, of course, the chemistry they're talking about is not derived via eating food and drinking water, as it's been done since there's been humans and animals on the planet, but by synthesizing substances that will forcefully stop things from happening or forcefully make things happen. And, of course, unintended or intended consequences, depending on your point of view here, creates the diseases, the very diseases they claim to want to prevent or treat and reverse.
Yeah, that's the modus operandi, right? It's the distraction and misdirection from the real, from their real agenda, from the real goal. And I think that as individuals with our own independent brains that God gave us, we have to start using our brains. A lot of times we end up relying on other people to do our thinking for us. And I think that has been one of the reasons that we are in the state that we are today, because we rely too much on something that our forefathers warned us about, right? The keep government small, keep government, what was that old quote? The quote is, the people, the government should be afraid of the people. The people should be...
When the people are afraid of the government, there's tyranny. When the government is afraid of the people, there is liberty. And you know, of course, a government that governs least governs best. These are concepts, again, limiting the power of a centralized bureaucracy that is tending to not have any accountability. And, of course, psychological experiments have been done in the 20th century that when you absolve or remove consequence from action, that people are willing to do horrible, despicable, and evil things when they are, where they perceive that there is no recourse or there's no consequence. We've talked about it with the vaccine industry. What incentive do they have to produce, even if it were possible, a safer vaccine or even a vaccine that works? There's none, because their products are basically mandated, and they have no liability when they don't work or if they injure or kill. What do you think was going to happen?
Yeah, this is a very, very good point, because it's the immigration issue, right? I'm first generation an immigrant, right? I was 8 years old when we moved to the United States. So I'm considered first generation. And people talk about all this stuff with the Trump administration. I know we're not talking about this, but about the immigration issue. Well, what is the incentive for somebody to come through the legal way of immigrating to the United States when you reward those that are coming in illegally? What's the reason for the people to do it legally then? So my point is, you know, it's not that somebody's trying to be harsh, but there are rules that are set in place to protect everyone. And if you don't follow those rules and you open up and allow anyone to come in, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with letting anybody come in yet. What I'm saying is that to bypass the rules that have been set up, you're taking away the incentive for those people that are doing it the right way. Why even have a right way? Then just open up the borders and let everybody come in. So you have to have some way of being able to regulate. It's kind of like when you set up, when you stand in line to get order your hamburger from McDonald's, right? And everybody doesn't just come crashing in. You form a line. It's a normal thing. You set up a process to make everything efficient and safe. And so this is no different than what we're talking about here. I hope you get my analogy, Robert. Did you get my analogy? Did I just
Let's check with Super Don for independent verification. Is Dr. Batar, yes, he's making sense. Of course he is.
Okay,
the concept of you know, when you are, again, I'd say we're rugged individualists, and some people say, well, you're mean for that. No. I mean, ultimately, you come into this world as an individual, you leave as an individual. And I talked last hour of the absurdity of seeing racism everywhere. In fact, you know, the idea that they're calling Mary Poppins racist, or Senator Richard Dickey Pan in California is saying it's white privilege. All these medical or exemptions to vaccination is white privilege. I'm like, what about all the African-American males with autism? What about all the Asian children with autism? This is not a racial issue. I mean, they're targeting everybody. But if they say, well, you're a member of a group, therefore you have a privilege. No, everybody is an individual, no matter what membership you claim to have or not have. And that's the dangerous thing, because when you start to relegate people to groups, you can dehumanize them as groups. We've seen it during World War II and throughout history. You can pick any group, and they're trying to demonize and ostracize those of us who have become awake and recognize there is no valid science to support the use of vaccines, one or multiple of them. There have been no peer-reviewed studies that have been double-blind placebo-controlled for one or all of them. And so you wake up, you go, all we got to attack those people is that they're dangerous to us. I mean, this is appealing to emotion, the lowest common denominator, and doctors are playing along like Richard Pan in the Senate in California.
Yeah, this is something very interesting, because our third video in the Autism Truth video series, which actually just finished outlining all of them, there's going to be actually 11 of them. These are all videos anywhere from 4 to 10 minutes long. The next one that's coming out, I'm talking about the FDA and the FTC and the political implications with what happened with Congressman Dan Burton's testimony that he held, or the congressional hearing that he held when the FDA and the FTC testified. And I've actually got footage, which we're going to release. And the footage is basically Dan Burton calling out the FDA for what they've done. And that's back in 2002, Robert. So we're talking 17-year-old information. And he, with surgical precision, dismembers the argument that the FDA gives him. So it's really, really going to be a cool video. But I think that what you've just said is something that, this is a reason that I enjoy getting on the radio with you every week, and have now for over 9 years, because it's the only place that I've seen where we're talking about the political nature of medicine. Very few places do we talk about political nature of medicine. When I say we, I mean as a medical community.
Sure.
I appreciate that we are able to do this every week.
Well, and you know, that is a key part of this show from the beginning, and that's why it's hard to pigeonhole us, and it's impossible, I think, into what kind of show are you, right? Obviously, we're fundamentally about health and healing, but individual liberty, and we talk about the health emotionally, mentally, spiritually, economically even, and yes, even political, and they laugh, political healing. No, that's a real thing. It happens here on Advanced Medicine on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rashi Batar.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from a pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit StartLivingYoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit StartLivingYoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at StartLivingYoung.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's World Big Pharma Causes Cancer Day. It's kind of like, you know, every year December 1st is World HIV Fraud Day, we call it. AIDS Day, they call it. But, you know, every year Big Pharma has to trot out another, you know, focus of attention and raise money and, of course, create illusions so that the masses keep coming back for more of their garbage that they're selling or injecting or poisoning you with, again, namely these drugs and the vaccines. And now, the millennials are interesting. Now, your kids, I think, Dr. Batar, are old enough to be considered millennial and post-millennial, because my kids are all post-millennial, so Generation Z. And it's a mix. I mean, there are some that are all on full-on socialist, and there are some that are very suspicious of modern medicine. But apparently in this article on CNN, which, of course, makes it immediately accurate, no, or questionable, they talk about cancers fueled by obesity are on the rise among young adults in the United States, among millennials. And this is published in The Lancet Public Health, examining data on 12 obesity-related cancers between 1995 and 2014, as well as 18 common cancers not associated with weight. Now, I find this interesting because, of course, what happened in the early 90s? The vaccine schedule greatly expanded after they got liability was removed, and they started throwing these kids like they were dartboards with the needles of vaccination. And now they're seeing increasing cancers and obesity. I think they're related once again, and that's not brought up in this discussion.
I think it's very related because one component which pretty much anybody that has ever looked at non-conventional means of addressing any chronic pathology knows that the adipose tissue, the fat tissue, holds on to a lot of toxins. And one of the things that we talk about in the seven toxicity philosophy, Robert, as you very well know, the second toxicity, which is persistent organic pollutants, we call them persistent organic pollutants because they persist in the body. The body has a hard time eliminating them. But the vector that they live in is fat. So when a person starts to lose a lot of body fat, for example, when there's actually lipolytic pathways that are initiated and there's lipolysis or lipolysis, when there's a breakdown of fat, you end up actually seeing people get quite sick most often. And the reason of that sickness is it's like a Herxheimer's response. It's a healing crisis, but they're releasing so much garbage that's been held in that fat tissue, which a lot of that's the persistent organic pollutants, the chemicals, the insecticides, the pesticides, all those different things, the fluorinated hydrocarbons, the organophosphates, the benzenes, the toluenes, all these different things that are being released. So when we talk about these cancers related to fat, well, of course, we know that if you have a larger vector of, in this case, fat, then you would have a larger reservoir for those toxic substances that are directly related to these types of pathologies, i.e. cancer and other types of things. So anything that is going to be influenced by chemicals and metals and different things like that, metals that don't have a necessary propensity for fat, but there's certain metals that have a propensity for certain types of tissue. For example, cadmium has a propensity for lung parenchyma, lead for bone, mercury for the brain. And it's actually the fat, because it's also around the pericardium, and in fact, even the myocardium itself in the heart tissue. But the point is, again, fat holds on to certain types of toxicity. So we know that the number one cause of cancer, according to the Obama-era National Cancer Report, was actually attributed to a 246-page report, was attributed to environmental toxins. Cancer was attributed, for the first time ever, attributed to environmental toxins. So regardless of whether you believe it or you don't believe it, we in the arena that have been addressing cancer from a non-conventional source, from a non-conventional chemo radiation type of intervention, we know that we have to get rid of the body, get rid of the toxicity in the body. And of course, fat holds on to a lot of toxicity.
Yeah, and I want to differentiate that historically, because you know there are some tribes around, like the Polynesian tribes in certain areas, that really embrace, like the king was the big obese and fat one, but I want to differentiate, because that's, fat is technically stored energy, but it's different in this era when we're injected with toxic poisons and heavy metals, that now it's a store also of toxic poisons that the body is unable to bind and excrete readily, and it's a protective response. Much like sometimes people will be obese because of emotional toxins, emotional traumas, and they are padding their experience in life as well. So it's much more complex than those in the cancer field would say, well, they call it obesity as the cause. No, no, no. It's what's accompanying the obesity or the excess weight gain, for instance. In a world that... Go ahead.
You're absolutely right. That's a very, very crucial point.
All right. Well, let's come back and build on that before we have to talk about... William Douchebag Gates and his investment in Big Vaccine, how he's really thrilled about it. We've got a lot more to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're also going to give you a lot more insight in how you can access the Advanced Medicine Conference coming up Memorial Day weekend. And that'll be the Saturday and Sunday Memorial Day weekend in Pasadena, Los Angeles, California, this 2019 year. We want you to be there, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook. Meantime, Virginia Lieutenant Governor Democrat Justin Fairfax is denying sex assault allegations against him.
I met her at the convention. We met and talked, and I did not know her prior to. I was 25 years old, unmarried, a campaign staffer at the time, and we hit it off. She was very interested in me, and so eventually at one point, we ended up going to my hotel room. This is in 2004. She was, very much into consensual encounter.
Fairfax's aides say the Washington Post investigated the allegations about a year ago and chose not to publish the story. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Scott Bell Show.
Each and every week, we do some advanced medicine with Dr. Raju Bittar, advancedmedicine.com. We're looking up askdrbittar.com as well for upcoming webinars. We're going to get into that as well as the upcoming Advanced Medicine Conference in Pasadena Memorial Day weekend. But picking up where I kind of left off at the break there, I was just bringing up the historical perspectives on obesity and also what really fat is, a store of energy versus what it's become now, a protective mechanism against emotional toxins and physical toxins.
Yes, that's a very, very important criteria that should be discussed when you're talking about obesity and chronic disease, Robert. I think it's a very under-addressed topic.
Well, this is because people, they get so sensitive about this. It's like, how dare you not shame fat people into losing weight? All right. I mean, listen, I get that, but you also brought up the point, Dr. Bittar, that if you relinquish all of that weight suddenly, which is largely held in the fat, even though muscle is heavier, they're not big muscular, they're holding a lot of fat, you are relinquishing a toxic burden that their liver and kidneys and their lymph, their spleen, all of these things may not be able to handle, which is why any weight loss protocol, much less a protocol for healing, has to address the excretory system and support of it, because you are going to relinquish things like we talk about in cancer. If you successfully intervene and the immune system starts kicking some cancer butt, there's some major stuff coming out called, and it ends up being labeled something like cachexia. And, you know, it's why Dr. Nick Gonzalez and others have said coffee enemas, we got to get the toxins out fast, or whatever mechanism there is to support that pathway of elimination.
You're absolutely right, Robert. And here's what's interesting. When a person starts the journey towards the path of health and wellness and regaining their autonomy, understanding that the power to heal is theirs, when they start that journey, one of the side effects is that you lose body fat. Your body becomes more efficient. And when it becomes more efficient, it doesn't need to carry that additional fat. As you had said earlier, when the body's carrying additional fat, it's usually because it's in a preservation mode, or it's in a starvation mode, so it's holding on to additional nutrients because it's in a mode of panic. And a lot of times when people are eating in modern days, it's because overeating is because either one, they're nutrient deficient, they're trying to get that nutrient so they keep on overeating, or two, there's an emotional component. And it's usually a combination of both, because the food that they're eating is nutrient deficient, so that drives the body's desire to consume more, and it is an emotional reason to satiate. They're trying to satiate an emotional issue, and they're trying to placate it with consuming food. And so that's what promotes obesity. It's a totally different scenario when you look back historically, where people that were heavier, and this is in all societies, not just in the Native American and the Polynesian, Robert, but if you look in the European and American societies, you know, around the 1800s, women that were considered beautiful were more rotund, right? That's what I think the term that they used, the rotund.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now it's,
they were rounder.
She was so big, she sat around the rotunda.
Okay, right, exactly. So there's a whole difference in perspective now. Mm-hmm. But back then, if a person was heavier, or not heavier, I should say, but more obese, it was a sign of affluence that they could actually afford the luxury of more food, and they, you know, they had power. Today, we understand that that's not the most efficient way for a person to be, but it's not the same as it was 150 years ago compared to now, because now people are eating, overeating for different reasons. One, because they're nutrient deficient, so they're trying to consume it. They don't know that the foods that they're eating are devoid of those essential nutrients that they need. And then on top of that, of course, there's that emotional psychological component, the fifth toxicity that we're dealing with. So it's important to address these things. And if a person understands that when you start on the road to correct health, the right path of life, and I'm not passing a judgment whether the person that's heavier or not is bad or good. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm saying that when your body becomes efficient, when you start approaching zero point in quantum physics, which is maximum output, minimal expenditure, you will naturally shed fat. It's just a normal, natural thing. And the last point I want to make is, as you said, when a person, if you have two people standing side by side, and one is lean, muscular, and the other person is obese, the lean, muscular person, same height, same everything as body composition, the lean, muscular person is going to be 15%, 10, 15, maybe even up to 20% heavier. So when you say weight loss, it's actually a misnomer, because people that are lean with high muscle, pound for pound, or in a unit of measurement, muscle weighs more than fat. I've actually used to take pictures. I've had pictures of women before and after, and I have showed people, patients, and I said, which way would you rather look? And they'll point to the woman that, you know, the version of her that's lean and muscular, and I said, she weighs 25 pounds more in that picture than she does in another picture where she's actually fat. They have a hard time believing it. So when we talk about weight loss, we need to be correct. We need to talk about fat loss, not weight loss, okay? So
yeah.
The accuracy here is another important part.
Toxins, of course.
We don't actually appreciate what the words mean. So when you say weight loss, people think losing fat, but that's not necessarily the case. If you're talking about body fat loss and making the body more efficient.
Right, right. And, of course, when we talk about intermittent fasting, that's also different than starving, right? When we talk about we're training our body to, you know, relinquish stored energy at that point, and that's an efficiency, you know, the kung fu of the metabolism of every cell in your body. But again, coming back to the story that started our discussion, it was about millennials and obesity and cancer. And I wanted to distinguish the type of obesity we're seeing in millennials. And of course, in the 20th century, that was given rise as well prior to the millennials, but even more so because they've been vaccinated as if they were pincushions, and no other generation prior to that had been subjected to so many toxic injections.
Robert, you know, this ties back to everything we're talking about, even the different stories, they all tie back together. So you just mentioned intermittent fasting, and I think I sent Super Don an article about the cereals, the breakfast concept being actually now science showing that breakfast actually is not something that's the most important meal of the day, and it's not a healthy thing to do. And that's, again, it's been promoted by the cereal company, so we consume more. So now we start looking at the intermittent fasting and look it back from a historical perspective, the Paleolithic perspective. Man would eat when he had food, and when he didn't have food, he wouldn't eat. So we were actually designed to go, you know, 12 hours, 18 hours without eating. And then when we have food, then we eat. Because if you think about it, each time you eat, it also expends energy. So yeah, the whole concept of, you know, five balanced meals or six balanced meals or whatever the case is, and, you know, you increase your energy output by having more frequent meals. Well, it may be true, but that also promotes overeating. And I have found that I feel so much better when I don't eat. In fact, my regular lifestyle in the last year plus has been intermittent fasting. Every day, I don't even take a break from it because I just feel better doing it. So I go 16 hours routinely without eating on a daily basis, and then maybe once a week I may go for a 20-hour, 24-hour fast.
Right.
Of course, once you know, in a year for 30 days we do the Ramzan thing, which is makes Ramzan
right.
easy because it's not an issue anymore.
when I was with our friend Dr. Marlene Siegel at her conference, she was, you know, doing a presentation, clinicals on the animals that she's taking care of as a vet. And, you know, she's got them on species-appropriate diets, but this concept of fasting in the animal kingdom. She says, you know, I've seen animals that, you know, normally they'll die at 10, 11, or 12, living to 30 years or longer, documented, because, you know, they're not fed all the time. They're certainly not eating factory-farmed kibble. They're eating species appropriate, and occasionally they're fasting. You're not feeding them all the time because in the wild, that's not how it works, and that precipitates a longer, healthier life. So mimicking that in our ancestry is something, again, that's a concept that is difficult for some to conceive of, that how, you know, fasting and not eating could be beneficial, whether it be a telomere length discussion or otherwise. The fact of the matter is you can gain control over your ability to intake and then not for a long time, you will find benefits you know, across the spectrum, not just in temporary energy boosting or benefit, but long term, if you plan to be here and be alive and healthy for a long time, it's going to be a more and more of a role going forward.
And this is where caloric restriction comes in. And the studies that were done in the 70s and 80s that led to the advent of the use of growth hormone, they, of course, again, created a mistake by their observation. You know, the mentality of every time I see a fire, I see fire engines, therefore I can see that fire engines cause fires. But caloric restriction has been the only thing that's been scientifically proven to actually increase lifespan. And with the caloric restriction, they saw an increase of growth hormone and a decrease of insulin-like growth factor, a decrease of insulin, and a decrease of IGF-1. So decrease in cortisol, decrease in insulin, decrease in IGF-1, but an increase in growth hormone, they, of course, zeroed in, okay, well, let's give people growth hormone. But they should have been looking at, wait a second, why not look at the things that you see actually happen with caloric restriction? And all those aspects, the decrease in IGF-1, decrease in insulin, decrease in cortisol, those are all pro-inflammatory molecules. So when you start to eliminate the pro-inflammatory molecules and you reduce them, your body is in a lower state of inflammation. And that's what promotes, is contributory to actually living a longer life.
Well, and then and quite the opposite, you have the guy I called a kind of not so nice name, and I was being nice by not calling what I really wanted to say, Bill Gates. And he says his best investment turned $10 billion into $200 billion worth of economic benefit. And, of course, his investment in these global health organizations that have nothing to do with health but everything to do with vaccination. And, of course, the products that he's invested in have been mandated by governments worldwide and gained the favor of the medically conflicted monopoly media as well. And so you got three entities, media, government, and medicine, combining and providing this idea that we don't survive without injections. And we talk about cancer in millennials and obesity in millennials directly related to Bill Gates, you know, profiting off of the disease creation and the disease management industry, which is wrongly called healthcare.
Yeah, I agree with you, Robert. And this is something that if you listen to some of his interviews, he's not even shy about it. They talk about population control, and it's somewhat disturbing when you start seeing how blatantly obvious and how open the agenda is. It brings me back to thinking about the book by, can't remember the name of the author, Andy Andrews, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? And if you've read that, you start reading the book and you start thinking, oh my God, you know, this is, they're talking about World War II and what happened in Germany. If you look closer, it's exactly what's happening today and has been happening for the last 6 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. How do you kill 11 million people? You do it openly. And that's
right in front of them, and call it for their own good, call it for their own health and benefit to make them live longer, survive. On vaccines, Gates has the message for parents who fear the side effects of a reason not to get their kids their shots. They're not side effects, they're direct effects, Bill Gates. It is wild, he says, that just because you get misinformation, thinking you're protecting your kid, you're actually putting your kid at risk, as well as all other kids around them. Again, medical collectivism, it's evil, it's dangerous, and Bill Gates is a dangerous man. He should not be praised. Basically, if there were liability to the vaccines he promotes, he would be in prison. Folks, we got one more segment to go. It's the fastest 2 hours of healing on radio 6 days a week, and the fastest hour here with Dr. Rashid Bitar. It's called Advanced Medicine. You can go to advancedmedicine.com. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll take you to how to sign up to be part of the Advanced Medicine Conference. We're going to talk about that after this break. Stick with us.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And remember, archives available all over the place on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication, GCNLive.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and YouTube, and Brighteon. We have segments up there at Brighteon, Mike Adams' site, as well as at advancedmedicine.com, where there are searchable archives, you know, for the appearances with Dr. Bitar here, which is great. And how about more experiences, Dr. Bitar? How about an upcoming webinar? And Super Don just added that into the list. It's over at askdrbitar.com. Registration for the February 28th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Autism Defined, Facts on Autism Launch, and you'll want to sign up to be part of it. And there's a link directly to register for it. Do they need, like, the access code that we have here for advanced medicine or not?
No, this is going to be an open webinar. When we do the private webinars, that's only the IADFW, and that's the only place they can get the registration. So we will be doing a follow-up with that too, Robert. So this is an open forum webinar that anybody can come to. But the IADFW webinar that we do, that those are the only ones that people can access if they're a member. Which, by the way, I just want to let you know and let the listeners know, if you are an IADFW member, the International Association for a Disease-Free World, we have 10 videos that have, if they're not launched already, if they haven't been loaded up there, they are ready to go. They should be launched actually today or tomorrow. But that's only for the IADFW members. So these are things that you're not going to hear anywhere else. They're only for people that have actually joined the membership. And so some of those videos, Robert, you and I are together because it's stuff that we discussed in private. But, you know, like doing the breaks and such when we didn't air it. But anyway, it's part and parcel of topics that we start on the radio. And then after we finish the live broadcast, I mean, we come back afterwards, we do the IADFW segment. And so those components that sometimes we hesitate to talk about it in a public forum, those are where those videos are going to be posted. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Excellent.
You know, I've been promising for a while. We've got 10 of them already.
And we also have the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Scroll down. You'll see pictures of everybody that's going to be presenting at the Advanced Medicine Conference Saturday, May 25th, Sunday, May 26th, Pasadena Convention Center, advancedmedicineconference.com. We have links, $50 discounts for advanced registration. Enter the code FRIENDS. We have that here listed. There are other discount codes for VIP tickets as well. And you'll see, I'll be there, Dr. Bitar, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Del Bigtree, Dr. Robert Bernhoft. You'll hear from Ty Bollinger, Dr. Patrick Quillen, and Nia Peoples. And who knows, things could be changing between now and then, but a very exciting event coming up in Southern California.
And God willing, it's going to be the first of many. And I believe that the actual venue that we're going to be in talking about the topic, the theme, which is evolution of man and medicine, is something that is time appropriate right now. It's very important for us to recognize where we were, where we're going, you know, how we're evolving, and understanding and embracing the change that we're undergoing right now as a society.
Beautiful. Evolution of man and medicine. Very good. Last topic, just briefly. It's about kids overdosing on toothpaste. And it's interesting that they do mention fluorosis, but they really don't get into the danger of fluoride and the inappropriateness of ingesting fluoride. And it's, of course, associated with heavy metal uptake as well. But at least they mentioned fluorosis. I mean, if I'm going to give them a little bit of credit, that's related to fluoride.
Well, that's why I sent the study to Superdon to consider it to be included in our topics of discussion, because I found it amusing that they actually talked about fluoride, but not because of the real issue with fluoride, mm-hmm. but talked about a minor issue. You know, the fact that they're addressing it, that's a good thing. So hopefully people may stop just because of fluorosis aspect, but at least that's going to indirectly cause a decrease in fluoride consumption just based right. upon what their minor concern is. It was absurd. It could be actually a moment ago, but then I guess because a lot of people don't understand that, you know.
You know, I'm surprised that, like, because this was published in the New York Times, that they're not being, you know, slandered with the term, like, anti-toothpasters or something like that.
Right. Right. Yeah. We should actually talk about fluoride sometime. It's been a while since we've talked about fluoride.
Yeah, we could do that. Love to reach out to Dr. Paul Conard again. We've had him on over the years, many years ago now. But what an amazing guy. But, yeah, this is a profound discussion, even though it's just about toothpaste. We're out of time to really go further into it. But, you know, hey, read it. And, please, if you're using toothpaste of any kind, be sure there's not a lot of nasty like sodium lauryl sulfate, these foaming agents. But fluoride's the biggest toxin that's typically in conventional toothpaste. So look out for that. All right, Dr. Bitar, that's another successful Advanced Medicine Monday. We did it on time this week. Y'all look out for the archives and share them with your friends. Tell them what they need to know, Dr. Bitar. We got to go.
The power to heal is unequivocally in every one of yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.